Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Nearly 4 million Americans joined the military to fight the war in Europe, and millions more did their part on the home front.
Over there, send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums rum coming everywhere.
Andrew Talkoff is Vice President for Exhibitions at the Virginia Historical Society.
There are over 100 objects in this show, one of which is a chair from the deck of the Lusitania, which was the famous ship that was sunk by a German submarine in 1915 that didn't immediately propel America into the war, but it certainly raised America's concern about unrestricted submarine warfare and our rights to the sea.
Also on display, cultural artifacts like the cuffs worn by Harry Houdini, movies, and music of the time.
You can take a record and place it on an old record player and hear some of the music of the era. You can also watch clips of some of the films that were popular in the day in a simulated movie theater.
And he says visitors will discover the central role played by Virginia in a war that raged from 1914 to 1918.
Virginia, after 50 years of being somewhat isolated by the outcome of the American Civil War, fully rejoins American society and becomes much more industrialized as a result, and becomes much more tied to the federal government as a result, too, with the expansion of shipbuilding in the Newport News area and the building of army installations that are still with us today, places like Fort Lee.
The World War I Centennial Exhibition runs through November. I'm Sandy Houseman.